welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Fred Allert and William McKinney, get an adjustment, have some crackers, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, September 18th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of composer Fred Allert, A-H-L-E-R-T. His songs have been recorded by artists as diverse as Fats Waller, Willie Nelson, the Mamas and the Papas, and John Coltrane. After graduating from City College of New York and Fordham University Law School, he went to work for the music publishing firm of Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder, arranging for Irving Aronson and his Commanders, and then for the Fred Waring Glee Club. He began composing special material for vaudeville acts and was soon selling his own compositions to Tin Pan Alley publishers, and his first hit came in 1920 with I'd Love to Fall Asleep and Wake Up in My Mammy's Arms, co-written with Sam Lewis and Joe Young. That was followed in 1922 by I Gave You Up Before You Threw Me Down, written with Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby. Allert's association with lyricist Joe Young produced hits such as I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, It Can Happen to You, and Life is a Song. Allert also collaborated with Edgar Leslie and Sam Lewis. Allert's most successful collaboration began in 1928 when he met lyricist Roy Turk, and together they produced I'll Get By As Long As I Have You, Mean to Me, Walkin' My Baby Back Home, I Don't Know Why, I Just Do, and Love You Funny Thing. In 1933, Allert became a director of ASCAP, a position he held for 20 years, except for 1948-50 when he was elected president. Fred Allert died in New York City on October 20th, 1953. Here are three from the pen of Fred Allert.
Wax, let yourself relax, do the up, do your backs, free and easy, start out breezy, let your elbows sag, let your tootsies drag like you had a jack, free and easy, slave men, brave men, one foot in the grave, men, grab yourself a partner now, show girls, slow girls, never had a bow girls, here's your only chance and how, if you're pleasy. While the music plays, you can dance for days to the lazy craze, free and easy. Thank you.
a cradle and I call mine a carpet of green. You know what I mean. And while I stretch and yawn upon along the heavens kiss, why even in my sleep I seem to weep for what I miss. There's a blanket of stars that shine to comfort a guest, a sheltering nest. There's a cradle in Caroline calling me back, calling me back to
with a vocal by Smith Blue, backed by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. That was the Roy Turk, Fred Allert collaboration, Mean to Me, recorded March 15th, 1929. It was preceded by Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra with Bix on cornet and There's a Cradle in Caroline. The Joe Young lyric was sung by Sigur Ellis and recorded August 25, 1927. We began the show in April of 1930 with Sam Lannon and his orchestra, credited on that British Goodson label as the Hi-Hat Revelers and the Free and Easy. The vocalist was Frank Luther, and you heard a trombone solo in there by Tommy Dorsey. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 17th, marked the birth in 1895 in Paducah, Kentucky, of drummer William McKinney. In 1920, he formed his first band, the Cinco Septet, which emphasized vaudeville and comedy. At first, McKinney played drums, but after several years, Cuba Austin took over drums and McKinney worked as leader and manager. In 1926, the band was hired by Gene Goldkett to work at Detroit's Greystone Ballroom, and the band was given the name McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Don Redman was with the band from 1927 to 31 as musical director, arranger, and sideman. Others in the band included Langston Curl, Claude Jones, George Thomas, and Dave Wilborn. The band began a short but successful recording contract with Victor in 1928, and in 1929 was appearing at night spots in Harlem. The Cotton Pickers broke up in 1934 in Baltimore, and the following year William McKinney and Cuba Austin formed a new band, which was hired on a permanent basis at the Recreation Ballroom in Boston. Around 1940, McKinney left the music business and went to work at the Ford factory in Detroit. William McKinney died in the same town in which he was born, Paducah, Kentucky, on October 14, 1969. Here's McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
Thank you. might be done for you. 52 more payments and it's yours, dear. Someday, baby, we'll run away. Don't mean maybe, just in the day. Even if your mother wants to live with us three, okay, baby, with me. I want you to know that you couldn't go until I showed you that I loved you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you true, you'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you for just 1 hour, if I could be with you, I want you to know that you couldn't go. Ba-boo-dee-da-dee-dee-dee. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you true, you'd be anything but blue. If I could be
McKinney's Cotton Pickers, January 31st, 1930, and If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, composed by James P. Johnson. The Henry Creamer lyric was sung by George Thomas. Before that, we heard George Thomas on OK Baby from July 29th, 1930. We began that McKinney's Cotton Pickers set on November 23rd, 1928, and There's a Rainbow Around My Shoulder with the vocal by Dave Wilborn. There's a Rainbow Around My Shoulder was written by Dave Dreyer, Al Jolson, and Billy Rose for the Jolson picture, The Singing Fool.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week on September 18th, way back in 1895, Daniel David Palmer corrected Harvey Lillard's vertical subluxations. In other words, he gave Harvey the first chiropractic adjustment. That took place in Davenport, Iowa, now the home of Palmer Chiropractic College. So, since chiropractors deal with misalignments of bones, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about bones, beginning with Fats Waller, who's going to tell us how all those bones are connected.
Connected to the heel bone, the heel bone's connected to the foot bone, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. It's easy to connect those dry bones. Knee bones connect to the thigh bones. It's easy to connect those dry bones, yeah. Oh, the finger bones connect to the hand bones. The hand bones connect to the wrist bone. The wrist bones connect to the arm bone. Easy to connect the dry bones, yeah. Get off them bones, boy. Set them down. Shoulder bone, the shoulder bones connect to the collarbone. The collarbones connect to the neck bone. Fine neck bones with right side. It's easy to connect those dry bones, yeah. on the neck bones connected to the chin bone. The chin bones connected to the nose bone. The nose bones connected to the head bone, yeah. It's easy to connect the bones.
Your information, ain't no sin to dance around in your bones. Lopez speaking.
Of the music softly moans. It ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland. They've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zone. For it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Thank you.
Some rapidly rotating records about bones to commemorate the first chiropractic adjustment on September 18, 1895. We began with Thomas Fats Waller in his rhythm and Dry Bones, written by Dick Rogers and Will Osborne. Next, it was Nate Leslie and his orchestra and a Nate Leslie composition, Shake Yo Bones, recorded in Hollywood on April 30, 1937. That record represents fully one half of Nate Leslie's entire recorded output. The band recorded three tunes, and one of those was rejected. We played Nate Leslie's other issued side, Shaggin' at the Shore, on September 2, 2002. We finished up with Vincent Lopez and his orchestra from a perfect, well, actually less than perfect, 78, and Tain't No Sin to Dance Around in Your Bones, written by Walter Donaldson and Edgar Leslie. The vocalist on that January 15, 1930 recording was Jack Parker. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. This next set contains a request from a couple of my younger listeners, my granddaughters, Miranda and Allison, who, last time they visited, wanted to hear Animal Crackers in My Soup. So here for Miss Miranda and Miss Allison is a set of rapidly rotating records about crackers, beginning with Mrs. Jack Hilton and her band.
Thank you. this way for the wild animal show.
Some rapidly rotating records about crackers for a couple of my younger listeners, my granddaughters, Miranda and Allison. We began with Animal Crackers in My Soup, not the Shirley Temple version they had in mind, but a nice rendition nonetheless by Mrs. Jack Hilton and her band on February 1, 1936. Then Joe Venuti's Blue Four served up some cheese and crackers on September 13, 1927. The Blue Four consisted of Joe Venuti on violin, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Hot Fountain Pen and Goofus, Arthur Schutz piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar. We finished up with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, with Tom Stacks acting as the circus barker on I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers, written by Sam Coslow, Harry Link, and bandleader Fred Rich, recorded by the Jacks on June 1, 1926. Irving Aronson and his Commanders recorded their version just 3 weeks later.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
It's time now for that portion of the show we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is George Olson and his music.
Third down, 10 to go.
Come on, boys, snap into it. Signals, 31, 69, 84, hike!
Thank you. knowledge men do it, ask a raccoon. It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, I bet you'll be a riot. It's a wow, learn to do it right now.
Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. It's the most important item in clothes. $10 down, and though it scratches you, wear it till the sheriff catches you soon. To do the raccoon.
For they wear 'em down at Princeton, and they share 'em up at Yale. They eat in them at Harvard,
but they sleep in them in jail.
They store 'em at Ohio, they're hocked at Notre Dame. They carry 'em at California,
but they wear out just the same.
At Penn they're made of rabbit, at Vassar sex appeal, at Nebraska made of Airedale,
in Chicago lined with steel.
From every college campus comes a cheer. Oy-oy!
The season for the raccoon coat is here.
My boy!
Rough guys, tough guys, men of dignity, join the raccoon coat fraternity soon. To do the raccoon. Rich men, poor men, all have pride in them. No one knows who walks inside of them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Hi-ho. Every day those raccoon bones will have pups. I know. Get a girl and start to hurry her right downtown to some big furrier soon. You'll do the raccoon.
Rap, 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 rap. Rap, 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 raccoon.
You saw me out the other night, the first time since we parted. The crowd was gay, and I seemed all aglow. Because I smiled, you couldn't tell that I'm still brokenhearted. You couldn't tell, but I want you to know. If you see me dancing in some cabaret, that's just my way of forgetting you. Why, you were the one. There's a new one each day. But that's just my way of forgetting you. If I gave myself the time to think about you, I'd go mad to think that I'm without you. Each night now I pray that I may find a way of forgetting. A song of tears and sadness. that's my way of forgetting you. That's all.
Yeah.
The Band Within a Band, The Little Ramblers, and I'm Satisfied Beside That Sweetie of Mine, written by Maceo Pinkard, recorded September 18, 1924. Before that, it was Henry Halstead and his orchestra recording for Victor in Oakland, California on September 12, 1924, with the Henry Halstead, Don Warner, Louis Singer collaboration, China Girl. That was preceded by Annette Hanshaw, September 13, 1928, and De Silva, Brown & Henderson's That's Just My Way of Forgetting You. We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with George Olson and his music, and Doin' the Raccoon, written by J. Fred Coots and Raymond Klages. The vocal quartet consisted of Fran Fry, Bob Borger, Bob Rice, and Jack Gifford. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.